Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're staying happy. And I hope you're staying hopeful. That last one seems kind of hard to do lately, doesn't it? To stay hopeful. Life isn't always the way we want it to be. All we have to do is to glance at the headlines to see that we live in very uncertain times. The job we thought was safe might not be there tomorrow. There's always some kind of natural disaster somewhere, and people seem to be more cruel than kind. And let's not forget, global pandemic, anyone? So it's going to be hard to stay hopeful and to stay happy during these times. But that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to discuss how to stay hopeful during these uncertain times, during these trying times. Because it's easy to get caught up in that negative spiral of self-doubt and anxiety when everything around you seems to be sending you negative messages and filling you with fear. But there are things you can do. There are steps you can take, choices you can make to stay hopeful. So let's get into some of those. The first one is going to be here now. What I mean by that is focus on the present. When you do this, you're going to find it easier to take a step back and act as an observer. By practicing mindfulness, you'll see you can enjoy the simple things in life, no matter how bad things may seem. All your worries and fears of the unknown can melt away if you just focus on the present. So a couple ways to do this, to be here now, focus on the now. One is to focus on the things that you're grateful for, the things that you already have in your life. I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's not happy people who are thankful, it's thankful people who are happy. So count your blessings, have that gratitude journal that you fill out each day or just share with your loved one at the end of each day, something great that happened to you, or two things, or three things. And then look back on that journal first thing in the morning. Count your blessings in the morning. Start your day off with that positivity. And the second thing is when problems seemingly arise in your life, something that takes your attention, to ask yourself a couple of questions. And this is great. I got it from another podcast just this week. It was on Archie Cares. And the two questions to ask yourself when something seems to grab your attention, seems to kind of fill you with anxiety, is ask yourself the questions. One, is anyone going to die if I don't pay attention to this right now? If I don't give my attention, is anyone going to die? Is it a life or death situation? And two, is there anything I can do about it? Because so often we fill ourselves with fear and worry when it's something that's completely out of our control. There's nothing that we can do about it. So if your answer is no to both those questions, shelve it for another day. Don't even focus on it. Just try to do what you can to focus on the things you are grateful for and the things that you can have an impact on. And that's going to take us to our next way to stay hopeful during times of uncertainty. And that would be to look for ways to exhibit compassion and empathy. When you spread hope, you are the catalyst. You're the person starting that little bit of hope. Because we all need to have that ray of sunshine start somewhere. The ray of sunshine from us comes from the sun, if you're talking literally. But haven't you had a bad day before where you talk to an individual or someone calls you or messages you and it just kind of turns your day around because of what they said or did? So if you can be the person that starts that spark, starts that fire of spreading hope, that's going to help you be hopeful yourself. So begin with that one person you can control, yourself, by looking for opportunities to pay it forward through random acts of kindness. You then become the impetus for others to do the same. Your compassionate heart and ability to walk in another's shoes will be the guide to those around you. You will be the display of light and love. And even if it's not, you'll have at least changed one heart, and that would be yours, by helping at least one other person that day. It will have helped your heart feel better. So definitely look for ways to exhibit compassion and empathy. And I've given examples of how to do this before. By a cup of coffee for the person behind you in line, or, you know, give food to the homeless, or volunteer at a dog or pet shelter. There's so much you can do, so many little things you can do each day to help others and bring hope, bring light into the life. So do something, and that, coincidentally, is the next thing. Do something. The person without hope becomes stagnant, preferring to hide from the world. If you find that's the case with yourself, then it's time to force yourself into action, even if you don't feel like it. Get out of the house. Call a friend and suggest an outing, or go by yourself somewhere. Take your pet somewhere. Find a green space somewhere, because these places have been found to create calm and contentment, even if you just spend a few minutes there. The goal is to find a positive action and embrace it, whatever that might be. So this kind of goes with the last one, but you know, just do random acts of kindness, some kind of positive action. And if you're struggling to motivate yourself and to get yourself moving, I suggest checking out Mel Robbins and the 5-second rule. It's basically, the idea is if you count down from 5, go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just push yourself into action, that countdown is going to, your mind's going to think of it like a rocket ship. And you have that famous countdown. And when you are counting down yourself to get into action, you're kind of preparing your mind and your mindset and your body for that leap, that launch into the action you're going to take. And there's a whole lot of science behind it, how it triggers a certain part of your brain and your nervous system. But you're just finding yourself struggling to take that action to start doing something, first formulate that plan and think of, okay, what's the one thing I could do today? And then count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and jump into action. Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. One of the other things that is awesome to do when it comes to finding hope during these uncertain times is to review some affirmations. Create affirmations yourself if you want, but you can literally Google affirmations. And you can even Google specific things to look up, like certain types, like affirmations of hope, affirmations of love, affirmations of luck, you know, confidence affirmations and trust affirmations. You can literally Google those and so many will pop up and you can do them. But this part of the podcast, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to give you some affirmations. I'm going to review some. I'm going to go over an affirmation set I have here. So hopefully you're in a place where you can listen to this and you can possibly meditate on it. You can stop and listen to it. Or if you're at work and driving or anything, you know, just listen to the words. Make sure you're paying attention to what you are doing. But let these words sink in, and then you can always come back and listen to these affirmations again. So, a little bit different, trying something new. Hope you like it. But we're going to go over some affirmations here. I live my life with hope and joy. I make the choice each day to live my life with positive expectations. Good things happen in my life because I have optimism. I live with hope in my heart and in my mind. When I see the world through the eyes of hope, it allows me to approach each day with energy and a smile. Joy is a regular part of my life. My friends and family are a source of joy for me. I am a source of joy for everyone in my life. When I combine hope and joy, a wonderful life is the result. Life is sometimes challenging, and it can be difficult to maintain a perspective of hope and joy. However, I have come through many challenging experiences before successfully. These experiences make me feel even more hopeful and joyful about my life. all negative experiences fade, and life becomes wonderful again. I'm in a great mood nearly every day. I wake up with a smile and a warm heart. I look forward to seeing what the day has to offer. I know that good things are happening in my life. I'm excited about the future. Today, I choose to see the world optimistically and joyfully. I believe that today is going to be one of the best days of my life. I live my life with hope and joy. And there you have my first set of affirmations. I hope you enjoyed those affirmations. I hope you find them useful. Again, feel free to go back and listen to those again, to listen to all the tips. If you think this podcast episode would be helpful to someone who you know has been feeling down and out, been low on hope, low on happiness, low on love, I hope you would share with them. If you want a copy of this affirmation that I read to you, please feel free to reach out to me, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. And lastly, I want to leave you with some reflection questions. What is the best thing in my life right now, and why? So again, there we're reviewing things that you're grateful for. What is the best thing in my life right now, and why is that? Now, to be hopeful for the future, what am I most looking forward to in my life? Why? Again, what am I most looking forward to in my life, and why? And lastly, how can I spread more joy to those around me? How can I spread more joy to those around me? And that's going back to looking for ways to exhibit compassion and empathy. So there you have ways to stay hopeful during uncertain times. Be focused on the present. Look for ways to exhibit compassion and empathy, to take action and do something. Don't be stagnant. Do something. Take action. Do something positive. Help others. Use daily affirmations or just affirmations in general. And again, you can Google those or message me for the ones I read in this episode. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. And lastly, just remember, even when things seem rough, seem tough, when you feel like you're being tested, when you feel like you've been knocked down, the important thing to remember is to keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great. What's up, everyone? Dustin here again. Just wanted to say thank you again for listening to my podcast. Hope you found the information helpful. Again, my goal here is to help you get past that stuck feeling and find that life of greatness. If you have a story that you think would help others come unstuck and want to share it, I would love to talk to you and have you on for an episode. Or maybe you're feeling stuck yourself and have some things you want to work out. Would you like to do a podcast episode where maybe we show what some of this greatness facilitating is? I would love to talk to you then as well. And that coaching session would be free. So whatever you decide, if you have an idea of how to help someone, I'd love to hear from you. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Thanks again for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.